Usually, when someone's fondling my balls, I disappear. I try to pretend it isn't happening. The whole thing makes me so uncomfortable, I don't know what to do, so I just vanish. Mostly, they don't seem to notice, I think. But on this occasion, I'm having to answer questions, which makes it trickier. "And is this a monogamous relationship, Ducky?" the middle-aged Irish lady is asking. I wince as her thumb slips probingly around the tender bit of the left testicle. "Yes, of course," I say to the beige-tiled ceiling. Why does everyone keep asking me that? It's just a normal relationship like any other. "Can you feel the lump? Does it feel bad?" She ignores me. "And are you top or bottom?" I swallow hard. "That's a very personal question. I don't really see why it's relevant." She sets me with a look. "The GP just said I had to come here because of, you know, the area." My heart is thrumming in my neck. This is maybe the worst place I've ever been. I'm never coming back. "We ask these questions to everyone to get a better idea of your sexual history." "But this isn't about sex. It's about..." I nod toward my crotch. Her blue plastic-gloved hand, the one that's not currently keeping my scrotum hostage, lands on my arm and squeezes gently. It's strange to be held in this way, even for a moment. Oddly comforting. "I won't be sharing this with anyone, dear. Everything you say is confidential." I can't bring myself to look directly at her, or where either of her hands is, so I focus on my lightly haired, startlingly white thighs. Then on my calves, then on my ankles, where the navy top man boxers sit loosely inside the scrunched up cave of my pulled down jeans. "Bottom," I whisper. "Thanks, dear," she says warmly, removing the hand from the arm. Then, casually as anything, she says, "Any fisting, choking, or BDSM?" I make a coughing, wheezing sort of noise and see that I've actually sprayed several flecks of spit onto the front of my pale blue cotton shirt. My face heats up, even though the nurse hasn't noticed and wouldn't care anyway. She must see hundreds of scrotums a week and globules of startled spit. I try to get it together. "No," I say, as evenly as possible. "I'm just really not into contact sports." "Any GHB, GBL, methadrone, or general recreational drug taking?" she goes on. "No." Then I think. "What about coffee? Sometimes I have like 3 oat milk lattes a day and I feel a bit..." I shake my head from side to side. "Floopy." She ignores me again. "Any chemsex orgies?" "Is that a band?" "Any animal play?" I shake my head. She's lost me now. "I don't have any pets, but I'd love a shih tzu." She gives old Lefty another good squeeze. I make a "gah" noise. "Oof, sorry there, dear," she says, almost sings. "And do you use condoms?" Oh, so we are still talking about sex. "Yeah, I'm not an idiot," I say very quickly, too quickly. My tongue is dry. I swallow loudly and listen as the lie comes out. "Well, we use them most of the time, but like a few times we've been a bit drunk or it's the morning and it just sort of happens. But it doesn't matter because Tobbs would never cheat on me." I really can't remember the last time we used a condom. Maybe 8 months ago? I glance up. This time her stare is focused and intense. "Do you often take risks like this?" she says, in a low, serious voice. "I'm in a monogamous relationship." I hear this come out much more West Country than I would like. "I'm an urban professional now, not the son of a couple who run the chippies in the arse end of nowhere." I take a breath. I try to flatten my R's and shorten my A's. "And I don't see what this has to do with whatever's going on down there. This is something else."